I'ma say, Pastor Kevin, as usual, you preached it out of the park. You were like, bam, and it went fly, 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 yeah.
Well, I just went through the text and explained it like usual.
Expository preaching on it at its finest, Pastor Kevin, at its finest. I thought it was very good indeed. All prudence, providence, you enjoyed it too. Very much so, very much so. Well, I'm glad you got some. You got the food of the word, honey child. I got food from it too, honey child. Oh, goodness me. Well, I better be going back now. Enjoy the rest of my Sunday.
Pastor Kevin, Pastor Kevin.
Oh, no, it's Cameron Conner. Pastor Kevin, hide, duck, disappear, vanish, whatever, honey child. Nothing good comes out of Cameron Conner. She's like Nazareth. Nothing good can come out of that.
Well, our Lord came out of Nazareth.
I know he was exception that case, but with Cameron Conner, no exception, honey. We gotta go.
Well, Pastor Cannon, I have here a very important person in whole of Christendom, evangelicalism, whateverism you're gonna throw in there. He even's good pal with the Church of England.
Honey, that's a sinking ship already, honey. Yeah, that's not a good way to start things.
Well, who is he anyway?
Oh, Providence, Providence, you don't know who this is. I don't know who this is. Well, Pastor Kevin, I'll let him speak. Thank you, Karen Carlinton. I am Bigwig from the Big Tent Organization, BTO. Not to be confused with the PTA.
I'm very confused. What is the Big Tent? Are you like offering me a tent or something?
Oh! Oh, Karen Carlinton, if it wasn't for you, this guy would be in a drift in Ireland. He really doesn't know what's happening. I'm part of a leading organization in terms of evangelism efforts to the world to make Christianity cool, hip, rivet, dope, sick, woke, bougie. That is my job.
For a fat white man with white curly hair that looks like it came straight out of 1700s, honey, you're screaming many things, but bougie it certainly ain't one of them.
You see, we are an ecumenical movement to make sure that we get rid of all the bad press that Christianity had with the people out on the streets with their bullhorns and whatever, talking about blah, 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 blah. I mean, we are here to cut through the noise and to show everyone we're hip. We're hot. We're sexy.
Honey, we're not trying to get people to date us, Johnny Chad. We're trying to get them to understand who the Savior is.
Oh, I see we got some of the problem down there.
Down there, honey, ain't that small.
Well, listen, let me tell you what we've been doing, Pastor Tevin. It's Kevin. Yeah, whatever, Tevin. We are doing a £100 million investment to evangelize the world.
You're investing that much money. Like, I'm all for people using money for the kingdom, love, but that seems excessive. I mean, you could just put a video on YouTube, honey, child, it gets circulated. You can do that for 5p. Wait, what are you giving me now, child? You give me a card and it says Pharisee.
Yes, every time one of your people, your little people, go on about those sort of things, I'm like, I can spot a Pharisee, and I'm like, boom. There you go. I have so many Pharisee cards, you think I'll be playing Uno.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's people like you that means the gospel stops spreading.
Honey, in order to preach the gospel, you actually have to have the gospel. So what message are you using with £100 million?
We're telling the world that we are not like those people. Because we get it. And he gets us. Like he gets them. Like boom. Dope. Sick. In.
Honey! Stop using words that you literally got from ChatGPT, honey child, about what culture is revenue about 2010.
So that's your message?
Yes! And how is this money gonna be employed? Well, I thought you'd never ask.
Wait a minute! We're on a hot air balloon! Oh my days, this... Oh, goodness me. This is your idea, using £100 million for some hot air balloon.
Oh, isn't this exciting, Nanny Pedal?
Oh, bless you!
Hey, watch that, you nearly pushed me over.
Well, honey, you were just attacking me. You're here.
Well, yes, I'm here, part of the evangelizing process, to tell people we're not like those Christians.
can it's that what a message is like? That's not a message at all. That's just basically saying, look, I'm better than you. Boom, boom.
I mean, but we are though, Danny Prescott. How many fantasy cards has the big wig given you?
So many, honey child. If I fell out now, I think the thing would just strap me straight down on a chair. Now just how high are we going? I think we're going higher than Jackie Wilson's Love and Lindsay Lohan on a Saturday night. PJ Simmons knew about Lindsay Lohan. He's the manager, you know, back in the day. Her and Matt Cardle.
Well, this certainly was a odd way of spending my Sunday afternoon. I was expecting my worst, but I'm saving a hot air balloon.
So this is the plan?
Yes, it is indeed. Isn't it fantabulous?
When's this message going to be, Walker Howe?
Well, as you can see here, the solar panels, can you see here? All done, very green, eco, very hip. On pretty dope, sick. Can you please stop? Okay. And that's got a message. Yes, and it's going to say that Jesus gets you and we are not like those Pharisees.
That's it.
Yes.
So there's no reading programs, there's no Bible study, not a Bible verse, no.
Listen, I'm here to PR for Jesus, because he needs PR. I mean, a lot of Christians like your little Nanny Prescott there are not doing him any favours. And I think if we just put a white spin on it, it'll be perfect. I mean, I've already done the market research.
Market research? Since when is the truth of the gospel determined by market research?
Well, we did the market research.
What do you mean? Precise, with a bunch of people running around for Lord Alan Sugar doing market research, but neither here nor there, it got done, and they want a Jesus that is loving and all-inclusive, and not some closed-minded bigot KKK person.
Since when is Jesus part of KKK?
Oh, Nanny Prescott, I'm so sorry, bigwig, for her. I mean, she's such a letdown.
Well, not literally, because otherwise this hot air balloon would be down. To be fair, we haven't got margarine. If it had large marge, this would go down like the Titanic and Celine Dion with Sunday Papa saying, my heart will go on, but the hot air balloon wouldn't.
So you have spent £100 million on this to reach people, to basically saying we're not like those. And he gets, we're not talking about sin, we're not talking about repentance, we're not talking about the gospel.
Well, listen, if you're a bit worried, that is a bit too wordy. I mean, we're spreading seeds.
More like just spreading nonsense.
Listen, Bigwig knows what he's doing. He has been in the market for these such things. I'm like you, Pastor Kevin, don't even know how to do any sort of marketing or promotion whatsoever. No wonder people ain't becoming Christians at church. But they are. Well, whatever. This is what we need to do. And I've been all behind it. Oh, can you stop kissing me, Blessy Bessie, please? But this is us at the church coming together. And to show the people that we are so much better than all those other Christians that have been before us. Giving us all a bad name.
Honey, isn't that what the Pharisee literally did, honey, yeah, in one of those parables, you know, when he was like, look at me, I think I know what I want to do. And it was the tax collector, and the tax that had mercy on me in the sinner. And the one who was justified was the tax collector, not the Pharisee.
Well, you're nothing but a Pharisee, Nanny Prescott, for pointing such trivial matters out. No, please, we know what we are doing, Nanny Prescott. We've got it down, haven't we, Bigwig?
We do indeed. The market research said this was the way to reach people with the gospel.
But you're not reaching people with the gospel.
I've got the money. I know what I'm doing.
Honey, you made the money, but you don't have common sense, love. Just because you got a platform doesn't mean you've made it in terms of spreading the gospel. That's the part of some of these platform Christians. If I make it a big celebrity, honey, yeah, then that means the kingdom's gonna be coming. Honey, if you ain't preaching the gospel, all we do is bilking your money for your retirement program, love. And while I'm all for supporting people to do honest work, honey, don't you dare call that a ministry, child. It's nothing but a get rich off the back of Christian ministry. Or scam, really, let's be honest.
This is going to be fantastic, Pastor Kevin. It cannot fail. We're not fair. And it doesn't matter what the critics say and what they do. Let's be completely real. Nothing can take us down.
Bigwig?
Yes.
I feel like Celine Dion's going to pop up in about 2 seconds.
Why do you say that?
I hear a hissing sound and it ain't Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, we are indeed going down. Oh. Wow!
Come on, we're coming together. Oh, where are we really going?
Is there a backup plan for this?
What do you mean by a backup plan?
Is there a way that we don't have to die as we're going down? Like lifeboats or life aircrafts or power suits like where Cheryl didn't need a power suit in that song. Or like they fly off in like Captain's car. Honey, we need a backup plan because this is like 1974, we're in a state of emergency, child.
Well, you see.
You had no idea, dude. You are such a fool, honey child. Wasted £100 million on just tooting your own horn, now we're gonna die for the benefits. Karen, please stop screaming, love. We're about to die! Well, honey, thanks to you as always. I can always count you to try and kill me.
We're gonna die, but at least I'm not like those people.
Bless you, Bessie, shut up.
Wait, we stopped.
Hey, Pastor Kevin, we here. We're alive. Oh, this is heaven. Oh no, I still see Karen Connor. This definitely ain't heaven then. Do you think we're in the other place? No, because see Pastor Kevin, we're good to go.
Well, it seems like Danny Prescott and everybody else. We were saved by the church's cross on the top. Looks like the cross came through us once again.
That's indeed prudence, Providence. Even with our foolishness, the cross has a way of preaching when we don't.
You know, if we ain't preaching, the rocks will cry, honey child. That's one way to look at it. And speaking of rocks, let me tell you something, Mr. Big Wig, Blessed Bessie, and Karen Carlington. You have got some rocks in your head, honey child, because this was the dumbest idea I've heard this week. I mean, I've been around quite a while, I hate bad ideas all the time. But this will take the cake, least for this week, if not month, if not year. Although Emma Margot Roberts dating someone that she had never met, turned out she wasn't dating anybody, which turned out it was a scam of Matthew Vest, is pretty dumb in of itself, honey child. But what do you expect from a blonde air hostess? I mean, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Well, pass again, but this end off with a little bit of a hiccup, but what do you think?
Not if you paid me £100 million. Nanny Prescott, Prudence Prophecy, I think we're going to find a way to get off this thing.
Well, there should be a way we can climb down the drain pipe.
But wait, what about my great idea? Which literally went down.
Wait, how did it go down anyway like that, those white flag?
Sorry guys, looks like a missed with target practice.
Oh, there's peril. Why does she have a gun?
That's a very good question.
We ain't the USA. Well, thanks for peril who pulls in peril. One of the big weird kind of pulls in peril. Push, get me down here, Jen. Let's go.
Well, blessy, Bessie. To think, at least we're not like those Pharisees who are so narrow-minded.
I know. To think they didn't think that your idea would work. Well, we showed them wrong, haven't we?
You mean this is What's Gone in Grass Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thanks a lot, everybody, for coming aboard and this is show. It's always great to have you. Do see, there are books below. You can see it below in the description. And there are other episodes you can tune into. So do not forget to do that and enjoy other shows from the podcast. But until next time, bye-bye for now.